This is Kaput Radio. During times of nothing much happening in the world of good news, such as unicorns mating, fairies knitting jumpers for winter, and elves rioting, I am tempted to address this media imbalance with some counterspin against the usual abrasive overcooked hype we all know so well. I'm Martin, and I welcome you to the most unpopular stories of this month. Let's get started. CEO Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook wows crowd by reciting address of everyone present. He spoke to the crowd for around 30 minutes answering their questions about the future of technology and what their ex-partners really thought about them. Looking relaxed and wearing a casual grey t-shirt and jeans, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg stunned a university crowd yesterday by telling each person who they slept with last night, what they watched on TV on Monday, and the balance of their credit cards. He greeted and thanked the crowd by saying how much he appreciated everyone watching porn during the last 30 days. One man asked about Facebook's potential in China. Zuckerberg replied by asking how that trip was to New York with Sally last summer before adding, not to worry, that it was only a rhetorical question. Iraq War remake to feature similar storyline, better special effects. Washington Studios has announced plans to dust off perennial favorite Iraq War for a 2014 remake that it says will revisit many of the popular themes from the 1990 and 2003 versions. Producer Barack Obama said there would be plenty of twists and turns in the big budget revamp. He was saying that they actually don't know how this one's going to end yet, adding that it was half of the fun of making these things. The 2003 Iraq War, about the quest for hidden weapons of mass destruction, was widely criticized for its length, clocking in at almost 10 years. But Obama said the new installment would be much shorter. Obama was tight-lipped on whether there would be a recreation of the iconic mission accomplished scene, which appeared in the opening credits of the 2003 version. He said that one was certainly his all-time favorite scene. There's been talk of a 2014 spin on that scene. Australia has signed on as a co-producer of the new production, but will not be listed in the credits. Government says we'll help fight Ebola if you let us bomb it. The Australian government has told the international community that it is happy to help the fight against Ebola as long as that fight involves FA-18F Super Hornet jets. A government spokesman said today that the answer to the question, can you send medical teams, is no. The answer to the question, can you send fighter jets, is when can we start? He said Ebola could be doing much more to help its own cause. It was not terroristy enough. It could put on a balaclava, put a few clips on YouTube, and the Air Force would be on the next flight over. He also said Ebola could be degraded and destroyed within months, given the right aircraft. Tony Abbott running out of sporting analogies. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott will be forced to describe his policies using comparisons to sports such as netball, hockey and even curling from as early as next year, if he continues to use mainstream sporting metaphors at the current rate. The findings come after a string of sporting idioms relating to cricket, football and the Olympics were used to explain tricky political questions. Political analyst Tom Mason said today, we usually see government rationing sporting analogies carefully so as to last a full term. But what we've seen here is quite a reckless spending of metaphors in the first year of office. It was not sustainable. Mr. Mason said the PM would have no choice but to use sporting metaphors from lesser-known sports in the coming months, adding that if the coalition wins a second term, they may be forced to abandon sporting symbolism altogether and use grown-up language. Penis size to be included on name placards at upcoming G20 summit. In an effort to calm growing tensions in the lead-up to the next month's G20 summit in Brisbane, the event's organisers announced today that penis measurements will be included on name placards for all male delegates. A spokesman for the summit said that a precise penile measurement will be displayed in bold type just underneath the delegate's name. It will be clearly visible to all other attendees, so there will be no misunderstandings and no need for delegates to get their penis out during the meetings. While care will be taken to provide accurate measurements, the spokesperson conceded there may be a need to make some creative adjustments with some delegates in order to avoid any unrest. He also said shirts would be compulsory at all meetings. Nerf gun attack foiled by Australia's federal police. A large-scale and well-planned attack in a suburban living room was shut down before it began today after a raid by Australian federal police. Dozens of weapons were seized, some automatic, others with battery-powered lasers, as well as several magazines of brightly colored bullets. An AFP spokesperson said that this was to be a sophisticated attack with sophisticated arsenal, adding that some of the weapons they found had special glow-in-the-dark technology. Others were loaded with bullets that had the ability to stick to walls. It is believed that the attack was designed in a nearby bedroom and was to be carried out in the living room before moving into the kitchen. The spokesperson revealed that they had intelligence to suggest it may have then moved into a study area where an innocent adult was sitting. The adult, who did not wish to be named, said she had witnessed and survived a similar attack before. She said that it all happened very quickly, with a spray of bullets, a lot of shouting, and then they were gone, adding, they didn't even clean up afterwards. The Australian Federal Police have reminded Australians that it is important to remain alert even though school holidays are now over. You heard Kaput Radio with the most unpopular stories of the month. Now it's time to return to the main media diet of ISIS, Ebola, the Ukraine and celebrity nuisances. I thank you for your undivided attention to matters of complete inconsequence to the world. Bye.